Penguin Random House Audio presents Stranger Things, Darkness on the Edge of Town by Adam Christopher. Read for you by David Pitu. For Sandra, always. And for Aubrey, because. December 26th, 1984. Hopper's Cabin, Hawkins, Indiana. Jim Hopper tried to kill the smile he felt spreading across his face as he stood by the sink, arms immersed in hot, soapy water, watching through the kitchen window as the snow fell outside in huge, fist-sized clumps. Christmas wasn't a good time, not for him, not since, well, not for a long time. Not since Sarah. He knew this, he accepted this. And for the 6 years, going on seven now, he'd spent back in Hawkins, he had resigned himself to the growing feeling of misery and loss that steadily grew stronger and stronger as the holiday season approached. Resigned himself? No, that wasn't it, not quite. In truth, he had welcomed the feeling, allowing himself to be overwhelmed by it because it was easy, comfortable, and strangely safe. At the same time, he hated himself for it, for giving in, for letting the seed of despair in his mind grow each and every year until it fully blossomed. And his hatred did nothing but drive him deeper into the darkness. And the whole cycle went on and on and on. But not anymore. Not now. Not this year. This was the first year, really, where things were different. His life had changed, and that change had led him.